We are preparing to go live right now to the Aleutians Eastboro Winters Fishery Teleconference.
Brent Priestess, I'm going to turn it over to you. I think this might be the first time we've had one of these meetings when there's a government shutdown, or did we do one before, Brent?
No, good morning. This is the first time we've done one during a shutdown because I have some notes here from Sustainable Fisheries on how the federal season will go, and I will do my best to pass on what they've told us. So good morning, everybody. Yeah, and I guess the first question that we've had is, will the fisheries open on January 1st? And the good news is that they will. In fact, I will go ahead and read off the numbers from Sustainable Fisheries on the tax for the A season. Pot cod is, for 2019, will be 1,031 metric tons. Also, a reminder that the 2018 season is still open, so that will run over the new year if you want to go ahead and get started. The catcher vessel hook and line cod fishery is 36 metric tons, and so it will not open for the A season. Jig cod is 80 metric tons. It will open on January 1st. Trawl cod is 1,443 metric tons. And SF tells me that it will be closed unless the fleet can develop some kind of co-op plan to keep from exceeding the TAC. The crab sideboarded pot cod is 320 metric tons, and it will open on January 1st. The 2019 pollock season, the both A and B season tacks are 848 metric tons for Area 610, but those will be closed unless there's some kind of plan to keep the fleet from going over the tack. Couple items that Krista asked me to mention. One is the stat areas that you report on the fish tickets. Please make sure those are correct, especially with regards to whether it's a federal or state area that you fished in. And we've also, I guess she's noticed it, but we've also noticed it from an enforcement aspect as well. So even if she hadn't brought that up, I would have mentioned that it's important to make sure that these stat areas are correct. And she also asked me to pass, with regards to the ADAC fisheries, that the fisheries open and close on Alaska time, not ADAC time. So anyone going out to ADAC, please remember to use Alaska time. That's all I have from them. A couple things that I would like to pass from enforcement. Recommend everyone to check their VMS before heading out. If you have any questions, you're welcome to give our office a call, and we can confirm that your VMS is transmitting. If it's not, we can usually work with you to get something worked out. One other thing that is kind of exciting is that in the world of electronic monitoring, the cameras, the council's working on a project to put cameras on trawl vessels. I believe there's a project going on out at Sandpoint or King Cove or both. So maybe one day we can get to the point where you don't need to carry a human observer. And last thing is the reminder to call into the odds program to see whether you need to carry an observer or not. That will operate as it has in the past years. So that is everything that I have. Does anyone have any questions for me? And before I open it up, we will come back at the end to for last-minute questions. So if you don't have anything for me now, we can ask again at the end of the call. Okay.
Thanks, Brent.
Yes, I don't hear any questions. So next on my list was the observer program. Was Glenn Campbell or Jennifer, were either of you able to make this call? Okay. They must be in shutdown mode. AIS, were you able to make the call?
Hello, Brent. Yeah, it's Luke Szymanski with AIS. I'm on the line with John Alahe. Thanks for organizing this, and thank you, Ernie, as well. Good morning to everyone. I just wanted to remind everyone of the call center hours. That's the alternative way that folks can log trips through ODDS. Remember, you can go online and log trips yourself, or you can call us, and that number is 855-747-6377. Trips can get logged between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Alaska time. For the Sandpoint folks, I know that number occasionally does not work, so we have an alternative number, and that number is 206-673-3338. And that's really all that I want to provide. Again, make sure you guys log trips as soon as you start developing your fishing plan, and remember to make sure you have an up-to-date safety decal.
Questions for Luke? Okay, I'll turn it over to Natura Richardson here in Kodiak to talk about the state fisheries.
Good morning, everyone.
Could we get him to repeat the number to call in for the Sandpoint area?
Yeah, the primary number is 855-747-6377. And if that number is not working, you can call 206-673-3338.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead here. This is Natura Richardson calling in from Kodiak Department of Fish and Game. Just wanted to give a real brief rundown for the state water season. Reminder on that opening date, it's 7 days after the Western Gulf A season closes, or March 7th. This has been falling on March 7th for the last few years. The GHL this year is 4.3 million pounds for pot gear, and 757,000 pounds for jig. This is down about 5.6% from last year. We expect this to be a pretty fast season, similar to last year, although that depends on participation. If we see a similar amount of participation, maybe we'd see another week of fishing like last year. There hasn't been any major regulatory changes. The only change that has occurred is the weather delay provision for jig gear has been removed, so it is still in place for pot gear. We still have the weather delay in place for pot gear, but for jig gear vessels, there no longer is a weather delay, and that will open March 15th, most likely, assuming the parallel A is not caught. So that's all I have, and if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them, and we'll also be sticking around and can take questions at the end.
Yes, this is false fast. Did that opening date change for the state season? I thought it was March 7th and not after the seven days after the federal close.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's whichever is later. So it's been, I believe it's always been March 7th since that regulatory date came into the when that date came into regulation. I think it's always been the later date, which is March 7th.
Okay, hearing no other questions, next on my list was Lara Erickson from the Halibut Commission. I think I heard Lara's voice there on the call. She told me this morning that she doesn't have anything to pass, but I will open it up in case anyone has questions for Lara and the Halibut Commission. Okay, hearing none.
I was just going to add that our annual meeting, I don't know if everybody's aware, but it's the 28th of January to the 1st of February. And so most of the regulatory proposals are announced the 31st of January. And then the fishery limits themselves will be announced the 1st of February.
Okay, thank you, Lara. I hope you get feeling better. Last on the list is the Coast Guard. Was anyone from the Coast Guard on the line? Okay, hearing none. That's everything that we have to pass. I'll open it up for any last-minute questions and turn it back over to Ernie.
Brent, this is Kylie Thompson. I just was wondering if you had any concerns about the flatfish, how the flatfish fishery's been going for the, I guess, pretty much the Sandpoint vessels so far, smaller boats. We're all still kind of learning and haven't heard any bad reports yet, but they seem to take time.
Yes, one thing we have been concerned about is the bycatch. We've seen some bycatch overages, and they came kind of as a surprise to us. So we are working through that. I don't know what the plans are for starting flatfish, but we may want to get together and go over the bycatch regulations because that has been an issue.
Okay. And is that, like, black cod specifically? I mean, black cod was kind of a headache, it seemed like.
Black cod was the big one, but I think we also saw a couple of pollock overages and maybe something else with the arrow tooth. Some of the bycatch amounts are quite small, and so I think part of the problem might have been some of the species weren't on everyone's radar. I think skates, we may have seen a couple of skate overages. I don't remember, but black cod was the big one.
Okay. Well, maybe we could get I'll give you a call or something closer to the 20th, and we could get a little meeting together for the guys that are going to do it.
You bet. That would be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that's. I'm glad you asked that. Don't hear any other questions, Ernie. So thank you for putting this together, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you. In times of duress, you are the essential personnel, Brent. I appreciate yours and everybody else's help that fed into this. Thanks to KSDP if this actually got on the radio. I know it's important to the fishermen. So, again, thank you very much. Thanks for everybody's patience, and happy holidays. We'll go ahead and sign off. Unless there's a question.
No, this is Nat and Kodiak. I was just saying thank you for putting this together, and I'll just end on our part by saying if any of the guys have questions about state season coming up, feel free to call anytime. We're happy to help and get registrations and buoy tags and all that mailed out like usual, but we're here and give a call.
Appreciate it, Nat.
Okay. Thanks, Bernie.
Last words. Okay. Signing off. Thank you all. The chairperson.